Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here. Welcome back to another episode of The Discipline Switch, where we talk about all things growth, self-improvement, and that constant hustle towards becoming the best versions of ourselves. Now, I'm not gonna lie, this journey can be a roller coaster, right? We trip, we stumble, we make mistakes, sometimes even pretty big ones. But here's the thing, folks. Holding on to those mistakes, letting them fester like a wound that won't heal, well, that's just sabotaging your progress. That's where self-forgiveness comes in. Ever felt stuck in a rut, replaying past blunders over and over again? You know that feeling when you're beating yourself up for something you did, even if it happened ages ago. It's like we get this internal loop of negativity that keeps us chained to our past. But listen closely, because self-forgiveness isn't about excusing bad behavior or saying what you did was okay. It's about acknowledging your mistakes, learning from them, and then choosing to move forward with compassion for yourself. Think of it like this. We all make mistakes. It's part of being human. But dwelling on them keeps us stuck. Self-forgiveness is the key to unlocking that growth potential, to finally breaking free from those self-imposed chains and stepping into a brighter future. So, let's dive into five powerful takeaways about the importance of self-forgiveness in your personal growth journey. First, understand this. Holding on to grudges, even against yourself, is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It's ultimately hurting you more than anyone else. That resentment festers inside, creating a negative energy vortex that impacts every aspect of your life. Self-forgiveness allows you to break free from that cycle of negativity and reclaim your inner peace. Remember, forgiveness is not for them, it's for you. Second, self-forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. It means acknowledging what happened, taking responsibility for your actions without beating yourself up about it, and learning from the experience. Think of it as a learning curve, a stepping stone on your path to becoming a better person. Each mistake is an opportunity to grow, to evolve, and to become more resilient. Third, remember that perfection is a myth. We're all flawed, we all stumble, and that's okay. Embracing our imperfections is part of what makes us human. Striving for unattainable standards only sets you up for disappointment and self-criticism. Instead, focus on progress, not perfection. Celebrate your wins, big and small, and learn from your setbacks without letting them define you. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Talk to yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend who's going through a tough time. Imagine a supportive mentor offering words of encouragement and guidance. You deserve that same level of care and consideration. Treat yourself with the same love and forgiveness you'd extend to someone you cherish. Finally, remember that self-forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and commitment. There will be ups and downs, moments of doubt, and times when you feel like giving up. But keep pushing forward, one step at a time. The rewards are worth it. You'll find yourself feeling lighter, freer, and more capable of embracing all that life has to offer. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who poured her heart and soul into creating a masterpiece for a prestigious art competition. She envisioned winning, the recognition, the validation. But then, disaster strikes. Right before the judges arrive, she spills coffee all over her artwork, ruining it beyond repair. She feels devastated, utterly defeated, ready to give up on everything. But then, she takes a deep breath and remembers this. Mistakes happen. It doesn't define her as an artist. This is just a setback. An opportunity to learn and grow. Sarah uses the experience as fuel for future creativity, channeling her disappointment into even more powerful art. And that's the power of self-forgiveness. It allows us to rise above our mistakes, to turn setbacks into stepping stones, and to keep moving forward on our journey towards personal growth and fulfillment. Remember, you are worthy of love, forgiveness, and second chances, especially from yourself. So, what's your takeaway? What's one thing you can do today to practice self-forgiveness and embrace a more compassionate relationship with yourself? Think about it, write it down, and make it happen. Remember, you've got this. And until next time, keep switching up your discipline and leveling up your life. See ya.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.